Hello everyone, welcome to the Talking BizTech. I'm your host, Sakif, and today we are going to look at the personal development for entrepreneurs. And before we dive into that, I just want to request all of you to make sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell. I want to thank the digital marketing startup, All Innovative Solution, for making this happen. I also want to thank the technological company in Silicon Valley called Revelio. Revelio provides media and software solutions to the entrepreneurs. And also there Revelio is selling their membership. So if you want to purchase them, the link is down in the description box. So back to the topic. Personal development is the ongoing act of assessing your life goals and values in order to build your skills. Entrepreneurs need personal development to better themselves. They also need personal development to contribute to satisfaction, success, and maturity. Personal development also includes self-care practices, stress reduction, and mindset training. See, in businesses, entrepreneurs have to make the right decisions, and that decision comes from the positive mindset itself. So my guest for today is Zoe Flesher, who is a wellness expert and an entrepreneur. She has her own business called Zoe Wellness, which revolves around the personal development. And so let me just go ahead and bring her on Talking BizTech. Zoe, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you for that. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. And Zoe, so before we dive into the personal development and looking at the business, I just want to get to know you a little better. Can you tell me about yourself and your educational background?
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I've been an entrepreneur for, gosh, 15, 16 years. And
Wow.
it's been a long time. I don't remember what it's like to actually have a boss. So it's been a while. But my education, I studied extensively under a man named Dr. John Connolly, who's the founder of Rapid Resolution Therapy.
Wow.
And so I'm certified in that, as well as I'm also a hypnotherapist. Now, rapid resolution therapy, it's actually a trauma-based therapy that is, it looks at both the subconscious and conscious part of the mind. So, which is really significant in anything that has to do with personal development, healing, bettering ourselves, and having a deeper understanding of who we are. Having that understanding of both conscious and subconscious is really important.
Sorry, Zoe, just your screen just got frozen. Can you repeat?
Oh, just repeat the question.
No, just the last part, sorry.
So
I apologize. No, it's just your screen got frozen. So if you can tell me the just the last sentence you were saying.
just that when it comes to self-care, personal development, healing in general, having knowledge of both the conscious and the subconscious is so important. It leads to a deeper understanding of self.
Yes, it does. It does lead to deeper understanding. I agree with you. And Zoe, how did you get into the path of entrepreneurship?
Actually, getting into the path of entrepreneurship, it's in my blood. Both of my parents, they've always been entrepreneurs.
Wow.
So it just felt something, it was very natural to me to go down this route. it's kind of good because I was instilled with that blueprint from when I was small. Like I don't ever remember my parents coming home and complaining about their job or their boss. So it's and yeah, I mean, to this day, neither of them have, I don't remember them ever having an employer. So besides themselves, of course. But so yeah, and it just something that felt natural and felt just, it makes sense. You know, I mean, it's the out of the freedoms we have as entrepreneurs and being able to structure our day, our time, even if that's a long day, at least if it's for yourself, then, you know, it feels better. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And so you said your parents were entrepreneurs. Is that correct? Like, may I know, like, what was their, like, what entrepreneurship that they were, like, what type of entrepreneurs they were?
Hospitality industry, as well as real estate, so commercial real estate. So that was their background.
Wow, yes. Like even though in this pandemic, like people are struggling, but some businesses are benefiting in this pandemic, and I would say real estate industry is one, and then the home and renovation, which is another one. And Zoe, just want to know what self-care practices would you recommend to the entrepreneurs in their daily life, like. What would be the best way to practice the self-care?
Well, I mean, there's a multitude of things that we can do. But I know a lot of entrepreneurs are very big on a morning routine. It's great to have a morning routine, whether that involves, I think it definitely should involve exercise. I know a lot of people meditate, they'll write in gratitude journals, that kind of thing. And I think those are all very important things. What can be problematic is how sustainable is that for everybody? I mean, if an entrepreneur has small children and they're up early, and they may not always have the time to do these things.
Yes. So
I could emphasize anything for self-care. I would actually place a really good bedtime routine above a morning routine any day, just because a lot of people don't realize this, but as adults we need 8 hours of sleep. And you know, a lot of people think, like, I used to actually think that too, like, if we have 6 hours we're okay, right? It's not. When we're not getting sufficient sleep, we are about 40% less productive in our day. We're less effective.
I agree.
We don't think strategically or as clear-headed as we could. So I would say implementing a really strong bedtime routine is important. And there's some ways we can do this. Of course, I'm sure you're, you know, shutting down screen time at least an hour prior, yeah, even 2 hours if you can. Dimming the lights in the house is good. Having a nice cool house. So even lowering the temperature. And what's really effective is actually increasing your body temperature by, let's say, having a bath, but keeping the house cool. So there's a bunch of different things we can do. As well as when I'm working with clients, I give them a bunch of self-care practices that they can implement in their day, and they're really, really quick little techniques. So you can shift your mind from the good to the bad. Now, these don't take very long. A lot of them can take 1 to 2 minutes. It's something, so when I'm working with a client, I will give them different exercises and different things that they can do to just implement in their day in case they have a setback and they need to get back into business, or there, you know, something troublesome happens, right? It happens, right? So it's being able to regulate those things quickly, and doing that with techniques that don't take a lot of time, I think is important as well.
That is correct. And I believe that, I strongly believe that taking care of yourself is the cornerstone of success. And like you said, sleep is very important. I think it's very precious and very, according to me, minimum of 8 hours of sleep entrepreneurs need. And also, do you also agree that entrepreneurs should take breaks often, short breaks, and then and do you also think that napping is also another way for entrepreneurs to boost their energy?
Actually, napping is excellent. It's funny, they did this study with, there were some musicians, and they were trying to learn a piece of music, and they were having a hard time getting it. And they found that when they were able to take a nap, it actually, and just even a quick, 20-minute nap, when they woke up and tried the piece again, it was easier, it came easier, because that is one thing with sleep too. It kind of, it almost fills in the gaps of what we're missing, right? So if you think of sentence, it fills in those extra words when we can get a little dose of sleep. So I think, you know, if someone can implement a powerful and effective nap, you know, where they're not sleeping too long, I mean, they won't be sleeping for 2 hours or anything, but yeah, it can really increase productivity and effectiveness in your workday.
Yes. If they're energetic, then yes, this can contribute really well to the productivity, and I do agree with you. Zoe, what is your inspiration? You have your own business called Zoe Wellness, and matter of fact, I created a banner. I just want to show all my viewers, and also Zoe Wellness. And tell me something. What is the inspiration behind the creation of Zoe Wellness?
I would say the inspiration would be to provide my clients with not just healing, because I do believe it's a better approach to actually be dealing with some of the things that happen before you were an entrepreneur, because that's going to leak over into your habits and into how effective you can be on a day-to-day basis. But the inspiration, I would say, is prior to Zoe Wellness, I had another business, and it was a company I built from the ground up, and it over the years, I built it into a multi-location business that was doing well over 7 figures a year. Now, I was burnt out. I was completely burnt out. I enjoyed what I did, but it was really difficult. It took a toll on me. And I didn't know how to get ahead of that. Like, I didn't know. Sometimes there were days or weeks or months, years that were so busy that I couldn't get ahead of that stress. I couldn't get ahead of just feeling good, right? Feeling like I've got everything under control, or that I'm on top of everything. And, you know, throughout the years, I'm sure there were decisions I made in my business that weren't great, right? Just because I wasn't effective at taking care of myself. I was working way too much. So that's the inspiration, is to help entrepreneurs and any individual really that wants to improve any area of their life, being able to do that in not only in a effective way, but more in a real tangible way that they can feel it. That's my big thing.
Wow, that is very inspiring. And Zoe, what services do you provide? in your wellness business?
So I provide quite a few different services and areas. So if somebody, let's say, wanted to work again on the business side, like the entrepreneurship side of if they're looking for self-confidence or self-esteem, motivation, clarity, thinking more strategically so they can make better decisions, I do that. I also do healing. So if, you know, someone has struggled with, and that's where RRT comes into play, with any type of traumatic experiences, anxiety, depression, just grief. Grief is a big one. Not feeling good enough, all of that. I also help in relationships. So I can, let's say somebody had gotten out of something, or they were feeling, you know, like they went through an infidelity, they went through, you know, a divorce, anything like that. So relationships, life, business, even body. I recently did a session for a client of mine that was struggling with emotional eating because they were eating too much during the pandemic, right? So so I in all facets of someone's life, there is a service I can provide that would help.
Is one of the is eating, like you said, eating the clients were eating like too much during the pandemic. Is it because of stress? Is that correct?
Yeah, stress and comfort. So, and I mean, there's things we can do around that, right? And it's really multifaceted. You know, and my approach is tailored to the individual. So, I don't think that let's say for an entrepreneur, they may think that they need more confidence, right? All the time it's just confident, then I could do this, right? Sometimes it's not about confidence. Sometimes it could be that they aren't trusting their decision making because they just had a bad spell. Maybe their last quarter didn't yield what they hoped. Or it could be about resiliency, right? I mean, we experience so many ups and downs as entrepreneurs. It's not easy to keep going, especially when you're in a downturn or things are not going well, right? So it might not even be a confidence thing. It could just be a resilience thing that we need to strengthen for them to make it through that phase and that time. So yeah, it's a very tailored approach depending on what my individual client needs.
That is true. I do agree with you. And Zoe, have you started the in person appointments, or is it just or are you using a video conferencing tool?
I do mostly through Zoom and video conferencing, and they're all 1-to-1 sessions, so it's an individual facilitation.
Wow. Okay. Individual. Okay, makes sense. Yeah. That's the benefit of this the video conferencing tool like Zoom, and it's and I'm glad that it's helping you in your business, and it's not affecting you at all. And also, what channel are you using to promote Zoe Wellness?
Oh, right now I'm using
Facebook
and Instagram. So those are the two channels I'm using right now. I probably should expand that a little bit, but those are the two I like and I'm comfortable with. So and a lot of and of course referrals, which is always great, right? And
Word of mouth
really is the most effective way, I think.
Yes, I agree with you. Referral program is really, it's benefiting businesses. Zoe, tell me about your mindset coaching session. How are they structured?
Okay, the developmental mindset coaching.
Yes, so, the developmental mindset.
How I structure that is actually, it's a really interesting session, but that is a session where I will dive deep into educating a client on their conscious and their subconscious doing. And I find when people have an understanding of that, it is so beneficial because you can recognize, you can acknowledge, okay, I'm feeling like this. Well, this is what my subconscious is doing right now. And this is what my conscious is doing right now. And by being able to recognize that, and then also regulate it, which is important, but it just brings a deeper understanding of why we experience things the way that we do. Now, both facets of mind, the conscious and the subconscious, they see the world completely differently. And when we as an individual have an understanding of what that is and why we're experiencing these things and what both parts of our mind are doing, it's so much easier to get yourself back into a great place because you're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I know what this is, and now I need to do this business. So, yeah, that's what the developmental mindset coaching is.
Wow, that is very interesting. And, you know, like in like countries, the only country that I hear that's reopening the economy is United States of America, because I think majority of their population is fully vaccinated. Our country will reopen soon, but some countries are still affected because of the pandemic itself. So I just want to know, like you did deal with a lot of people who was affected from the pandemic. So what is the common problem that they were facing?
Well, I mean, so initially when the pandemic happened,
yes,
there was so to I guess I'll start with this. I mean, of course, because of the fear that a lot of people were experiencing and uncertainty, right? And our brain has developed uncertainty.
Yeah.
So that was creating a lot of fear within us, which also affects, of course, our body, because the system isn't there. But initially, what was happening is you see that more as a reaction, right? So people are sanitizing everything. They're cleaning their house like crazy. They're stocking up on toilet paper. Not even logical things, right? Because when we're in blood flow,
buying toilet papers.
And that's really logical. But what ends up happening when we're in fear, one of the things that happens in the body is that blood flow decreases to the frontal cortex of our brain, which is the area responsible for logical thought. So people were doing things that were nonsensical, right?
Yes.
Now, and that's all out of a reaction. But what has happened through the course of time, because this has been over a year and a half, a lot of people experience almost overactivation of the nervous system. And it's because it's like little micro doses of stress, right? Like we adjusted to the initial shock of it, but we've all been getting little micro doses of stress like the entire time. Now, what the body can end up doing is it will start storing our energy. Mm-hmm. So it will store it and hold on to it. It won't release it to you. And the reason it's doing that is because it's trying to save that energy in case we need it for an emergency. So what that has ended up doing is making a lot of people feel exhausted. They're burnt out. They're not sleeping well. They're not thinking clearly. They're just generally exhausted because their body is just holding on to this energy like a backup reserve, and it's not releasing it to them. So I have helped a lot of people with dealing with not just the emotional components, but also the physical components and better ways to regulate that so you can start feeling good again.
Makes sense. And how are your stress reduction and then self-care practice sessions structured? Like how do you measure the progress of your clients?
So usually I'll recommend to clients to do 5 to 6 sessions typically, just because the first 2 or 3 sessions I want to focus on more of a healing aspect and getting to things again that, you know, things that might have happened in the past. It's almost unbecoming things because we have a lot of faulty perceptions about ourselves. So it's tearing down those faulty perceptions. And then the next 2 or 3 sessions, it's building up, right? Then it's building those attributes and those things that we want to see in ourselves. But yes. So I usually recommend 5 to 6 sessions. But in a self-care and stress reduction session, I use all kinds of techniques, from visualization to breath work. I'll usually do a really nice healing wellness hypnotherapy for them at the end. And I'm teaching some techniques for them to then carry on from that session and regulate. But many of my clients, will feel even quite a big improvement even after their first session. But, you know, I like to say 5 or 6, and but it's up to the client. I mean, they can start or stop whenever they want. And I even have clients where they'll do a bunch in the initial, and then they'll see me once a month just to keep themselves in a good place.
Oh, wow. Makes sense. And also, Zoe, can I use your before I talk about your website, I just want to know how what's the process of scheduling an appointment with you? Is it just through your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got Acuity scheduling on there. So somebody can just go right on my website and book an appointment. They can also they can contact me through my Facebook page, Zoe Wellness, or even personally, I've had people contact me, Zoe Flesher, and as well as Instagram, they can message me and I can book them in. So, but yeah, on my website, there is an Acuity scheduler there, so yeah. You can just book there. I also take Stripe, so I can do appointments for anybody in Canada, the US, the UK, Australia, New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're going global. So that's great. Yeah. You can actually help other countries, you can help people from other countries. Like I was born in Bangladesh, and it's a densely populated country, and the vaccines are not there yet. The number of people living there is 160 million, and only 500,000 people are vaccinated, so they're still waiting for the vaccine. Yeah. So there are countries like that, like even India, right? You're hearing the news, all the recent updates you're hearing. And I have a quick question for you. So can I share your website with my viewers and listeners in the description
box? I would love that. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's zoewellness.com.
Yes, I do have your your website. Yeah. No, so after we record this show, then I will edit the description, and then I'll make sure to mention your website in the description box. And Zoe, we're almost near the end. I just want to know if you have any tips and advice to the people who are affected from this pandemic, and you know their emotional and they're stressed because of financial reasons. So any tips and advice if you can share?
You know, I would just say, I mean, it's affected people in so many different ways. So I would say, I mean, number one, being kind to yourself, because we've all been affected in different ways, right?
Yes. And
with that, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of nice because, like, not that we've all been affected, but that there's a togetherness in that. We've all been affected. We've all, so you're not alone in that. And sometimes just knowing that can feel good. But also seeking out help. I mean, even if you're not in a position to be able to, you know, hire someone or talk to somebody about what you're struggling with, getting outside as much as you can, eating well, resting, just taking good care of yourself and showing yourself some compassion that this is something that none of us have ever gone through, right? So, you know, it's natural to have felt these things throughout the time.
I do agree with you. I mean, even though the vaccine, the vaccine itself is very expensive, I'm hearing that there's a good news coming from Burlington factory. They're making a medicine for, I think it's the oral vaccine where you put it in your mouth and then it helps you. It just helps your body purify from the illness itself. That's what I'm hearing, but we'll probably get to know more from the media.
Right.
But Zoe, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and insight.
Thank you so much for having me. This
is fun. You're very welcome, ma'am. And I would love to have you on Talking BizTech again. And I would love to collaborate with you down the road. So thank you again. And you have a wonderful day, Zoe.
You have a wonderful day too. Thank you so much.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell for more podcasts like this. And if you want to purchase the Revelio membership, the link is down in the description box. And if you are affected in this pandemic and if you want to reach out and speak your mind, then make sure to book an appointment with Zoe. Zoe's website is down in the description box. So thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Bye.